Hey there, welcome or welcome back. Only True Democracy in Talk. Well, we saved the best for last, and the last guest in this hour, second guest in this hour, is Sean O'Brien. Now, if you say, I know that name. Yes, you do. He is general president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. He is a fourth generation Teamster from Boston, my home city. He's committed to winning and defending strong national contracts, organizing new members, aggressively taking on employers. He's focused on mobilizing rank-and-file Teamsters through education and increased engagement, traveling extensively. We were just talking to him before, you know, we came on, and I cannot complain about my travel schedule when I hear his. And he does this because he wants to visit with the members at the various work sites throughout our nation. Now, in addition to fighting for those workers, he's also helped to raise millions of dollars for charitable causes, including Local 25 signature event Light Up the Night. That's an annual gala to raise money for children with autism. And you know, there's so much research with that. And, you know, money just makes the difference with research and anything. And this can help so many. It founded in 1903, the International Brotherhood of Teamsters represents 1.3 million plus hardworking people, not only here in the United States, but in Canada and Puerto Rico. You got to check out more about this great union, this great organization. Visit Teamster.org for more information. Follow them on both X and Instagram. Handle the same on both at Teamsters. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Teamsters. And President O'Brien's handle on X is at Teamster SOB for Sean O'Brien, not for anything else, you Boston wise ass people out there. Anyway, more than a pleasure to have the president back on the program with us. Thank you for joining us, President O'Brien, and for taking the time. I know you're very busy, even if you weren't traveling, and that just makes it double or triply busy.
No, I appreciate the opportunity here. You are always, you know, obviously first priority for us.
Oh, wow. No. Vice versa. But thank you. I'm very flattered and honored to have you with us again. This month, the Teamsters at Anheuser-Busch voted by 86% to ratify a 5-year agreement. It raises pay, it improves health care, retirement benefits, protects all members' jobs. Speak to people who may not be in a union or are hoping that they can become part of a union and, you know, their shop can unionize. 86% is huge, right? Isn't that like an overwhelming amount of support? Do you see this type of support typically? And when you have that type of support, how does it affect your fight for that pay raise, improving health care and retirement benefits, and protect the jobs of those members?
Well, I think what's more important is prior to the ratification vote, we had a 97% strike authorization vote. So that gave us the ability to demonstrate to the company that our membership was united and committed to taking on the fight to get the best contract in the industry. And we were able to achieve that. 86%, that's a huge percentage. And it demonstrates that our members were engaged and involved in the process. And it proved to be successful.
You know, I didn't realize that there's over 5,000 Teamsters working at Anheuser-Busch in these breweries nationwide. That's a lot of workers. You said, and I quote, "In ratifying a strong new contract at Anheuser-Busch, Teamsters have clawed back concessions from earlier agreements, protected retirees, and invested in their pensions, who will be taking home the higher wages we fought for. It's a significant victory for brewery workers in the United States." You know, talk to us about some of perhaps the earlier concessions and what big corporations like Anheuser-Busch are still trying to do to retirees, which, you know, you guys at Teamsters continue to tirelessly defend and protect. You know, I just don't understand. To me, this is just a slap in the face to people that have put in so much time. And, you know, these people at the top have made tons of money on the backs of these individuals.
Yeah, I mean, this was a situation, a defining moment in this industry for our members, because they have given back concessions to this company, Anheuser-Busch, through the previous administration, the last three collective bargaining agreements. And it was time for us to recapture what deservedly our members fought for. You know, there were two-tier wage systems, there were two-tier health care plans, there were two-tier vacation schedules. There was a threat of diminishing jobs, but most importantly, there was no path to improving pensions and also improving retiree medical care. So we fought long and hard And again, similar to what we've done at UPS, DHL, and all our national agreements, was the membership and rank and file involvement. But also, we were not shy on demonstrating to the company and, you know, stating our intentions on what was important, what it was going to need to get this contract ratified. And most importantly, you know, our members needed significant wage increases. Look, they've sacrificed through the good and the bad, and most recently kept these breweries up and running. And, you know, Anheuser-Busch, at the end of the day, when they saw how much pressure was put by us in the public and also in the workplaces, doing demonstrating, picketing, and having a real contract campaign like never before, they recognize that their employees are the reason why they're successful. And they've stated that. This is an American beer brewed by American Teamsters. And it's not just 5,000 Teamsters. There's also thousands upon thousands of other Teamsters and other union workers throughout various distribution facilities that deliver the Budweiser products. So it was important for us to set the bar high, and now we're going after Molson Coors. And we set the industry standard, and there's no reason why Molson Coors can't follow the lead of Anheuser-Busch, who did the right thing at the end of the day, with a lot of persuasion from us, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. You went on to say, quote, "This agreement provides the same high-quality health care for all rank-and-file Teamsters and protects every member's job. Cheer to the workers who stayed in the fight to win a contract that sets a new standard for everyone in the brewing industry." Two things. We've talked and touched upon briefly the two-tier system that you've referred to, you know, in this interview. For people who are not aware of what that is, can you tell them? And does this new contract level the playing field, if you will, because of that two-tier system that's been
imposed? Yeah, so the two-tier wage system is a thing of the past in the Anheuser-Busch National Agreement. What the two-tier wage system, two-tier benefit system was, and vacation schedule and other conditions, where there was a certain amount of people, long-term employees, that were grandfathered in with certain conditions and protections and certain wage increases and certain healthcare provisions and retiree medical. What happens a lot of times, and happened under the previous administration, more so than not, is in order to get a contract ratified, they bury the unborn. So they protect the people that are there, which we should be doing, but also, you know, give another tier of wages for people doing the same amount of work, give a separate tier, lesser benefit for health insurance, retirement, and everything else. And what happens is when you bury the unborn, 5-10 years later, that unborn grows up. And, you know, the reason why I joined the union 34 years ago was I want to be paid and treated exactly like the person working next to me doing the same exact job. And that's been our focus as an administration. Our General Secretary Treasurer Fred Zuckerman and I have been razor sharp focused on eliminating any tiered wage systems, and also not having our members contribute to the cost of the medical. When these companies and corporations are making billions upon billions of dollars, they can afford to reward their employees. And we closed every single gap. We made certain that every single person that's working there is protected, but most importantly, that are treated, paid the same way.
Yeah, I mean, you would look, if you have a healthy workforce, you have a more productive workforce, right? You have less people who are out, less gaps to fill in the line. It's just a no-brainer. And, you know, what corporate greed, you know, does, you know, it's sort of like, give me the money in the short term and I'll worry about the problems in the long term. And you guys turn that around. You're director of the Teamsters Brewery, Bakery, and Soft Drink Conference, agreed with you in giving kudos to the workers. He talked about the rallying, the picketing, the staying united, and how those efforts among the workers were efforts instrumental to winning this agreement, which this is a record-setting agreement. You guys at the table, you're tenacious, you're patient. Is it me, or have Teamster workers become more united because they understand when they're strong and they're patient and they're tenacious, you know, and waiting for what they want, you know, you get a bigger piece of the pie, if you will, because you have a stronger united force fighting for that. Is that fair to say?
It's very fair to say. What's most important in this whole process, we are tenacious, we are tough, we are patient, but more importantly, we're sophisticated. You know, we do a deep dive into all these corporations' financials. You know, we expose them for how generous they are to Wall Street when they should be rewarding Main Street, and that's our members. And the most important part of this whole process in any collective bargaining is having rank and file members involved. When you can demonstrate to any corporation, demonstrate to the community, demonstrate to Wall Street that these are the people, our rank and file members are the people that make this company a success, it's a no-brainer to reinvest in the people that make you a success. And, you know, rank and file involvement from, you know, the contract campaign to having a seat at the table at any and all negotiations, right, when they're given true testimonials across the table, it's proved to be valuable.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with President O'Brien. Please visit Teamster.org. Follow them on Instagram. Their handle is at Teamsters. Like them on Facebook and follow President O'Brien at Teamster SOB back after this. And we are back. I'm Leslie Marshall. He is President Sean O'Brien. He's General President of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Before the break, if you didn't get that info, let me give it to you again. Please visit their website. Teamsters do so much. Find out what they do and what they could do for you and your workplace. Teamster.org. Follow them on both X and Instagram at Teamsters. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Teamsters. And once again on X, President O'Brien's handle is at Teamster SOB. Before we move on to another fight that you have that I'm very confident you guys will win, like you said, the tenacity and the patience, don't know how long it'll be, but I just want to highlight this 5-year Anheuser-Busch Teamsters contract. There's significant job security for all 5,000 Teamsters at Anheuser-Busch. That includes brewers, packagers, and warehouse workers. Like President O'Brien said, everybody at all different levels. Wage increases of $8 an hour. $8 an hour wage increase. Can you imagine getting $8 more an hour? That's why you need somebody like the Teamsters behind you. That includes an immediate $4 an hour raise in the first year. Average wage increases total 23% over the length of the agreement. $2,500 ratification bonus for every member. An end to that two-tier healthcare so all workers have the same high-quality Teamster healthcare coverage. Increased pension contributions and benefits nationwide, increased maximum vacation accrual to 8 paid weeks, restoration of retirement benefits to active and retired members. The list goes on and on. President O'Brien, before we move on in our conversation, anything else you'd like to say about this really historical, record-breaking with the support and what you guys got in this deal, amazing 5-year Anheuser-Busch Teamsters contract?
Well, it wouldn't happen without the support of the rank and file, support of the community, in the support of the division. And look, there's a simple message here. We set an industry standard in the beer brewery division nationwide, and everybody should adhere to that. And we are going to be demanding Molson Coors treat our members, their employees, the same way that Anheuser-Busch is treating theirs right now.
And that's a great segue, because that's what we're talking about next. How many days on strike now? 30 days, a month?
36 days on strike right
36
now.
36 days, more than a month. Texas Teamsters are taking on Molson Coors. Tell us from the perspective, you know, not just as the president of Teamster, but from the Teamster worker in Texas at Molson Coors, you know, what they're facing. Is it similar to Anheuser-Busch or is it different? Same kind of same product, which is beer and other beverages, but different company.
Well, I think it's a total different company. I mean, you know, Molson Coors has historically not rewarded their employees, not respected them. And I think they've underestimated this group down in Texas. I was there with our general secretary treasurer Sunday, walking the picket lines and having a rally. And these folks are fired up. They want justice. They want to be rewarded for their hard work. They sacrifice some days, 7 days per week, 12, 13 hours per day. And they want to be rewarded. And they saw what we were able to achieve with the solidarity of the Anheuser-Busch members. And they want it. They're hungry and they're proud. Luckily, we have a $300 million strike and defense fund, so we were able to match what they make per week. So we are not in a vulnerable position financially. Our members are not in a vulnerable position, and we're ready to fight. We've demanded that the company return to the table. We've sent them over the Anheuser-Busch contract and said this is a new industry standard, Teamster-wide.
Is it true that this huge corporation making record profits, perhaps like you said, billions with a B, they offered as small as 99 cents, less than a dollar an hour in new wages? Is that what prompted? Would that be the straw that broke the camel's back here that got everybody out to strike?
Yeah, I mean, that's very insulting. I mean,
it's insulting and disrespectful. That's terrible.
Very disrespectful. When you see what, you know, other companies and corporations, when we get to the bargaining table, what they're conceding to and rewarding their employees, our members with, it's clearly this company did not take our members in Texas seriously. And it is insulting, and they deserve what they get. And I always tell people, you know, going on strike is very difficult. It's a last decision. But in this circumstance, Molson Coors decided to strike themselves.
You know, I wasn't aware that some of these companies come under the umbrella of Molson Coors. I mean, when you hear a company, it's not just a Molson or a Coors beer. You have Yuengling, you have Simply Spiked, and Topo Chico. I got to be honest, my husband loves that stuff. A lot of people have a lot of restaurant service. They're all part of Molson Coors, right?
So you're saying your husband loved it until this?
Love it. Doesn't love it now. Right. We don't have it in our house, right. Mr. President
exactly.
O'Brien. I promise.
And that's a great point. I mean, there is a lot of brands that they own and operate. That's why we are doing a nationwide boycott to make certain that, you know, everybody understands that this fight today may not be yours, but our members deserve the support, because that fight that you may incur and the drastic measures that we may have to take, like a boycott, everybody, I'm calling on everybody, whether union or not, to support this national boycott of Molson Coors. It's important.
I just love how you guys have the backs of people, you know, not just with the contracts and working, but when they're striking as well. The Teamsters Union insured workers are, you know, you can fight and you can, you know, continue to be resilient, you know, hold that line. And you increase strike benefits for all members to $1,000 a week in Texas.
$1,000 a week, because prior to, you know, coming down to the wire, you know, the companies, like every other company, tries to scare their our members, their employees, by telling them, you know, you're not going to be able to afford to be on strike. You're going to lose your house. You're going to lose your homes. We are not going to allow that to happen. We are not going to be vulnerable or allow our members to be vulnerable financially. We have $300 million in a strike and defense fund, and we're going to utilize that to make certain that we win this fight. And, you know, the one thing that's important is we're not afraid to take on the fight. The only fight lost is the ones that you don't take on. And this is a fight we had to take on, and this is a fight we're not going to lose. The company has to realize, and there's other unions involved and other breweries, that we will be extending picket lines. I think we already are. So we're going to try and paralyze this company until they do what's right by the people that make them the success.
There are a couple of things. There's many things you do that impress me, but with Texas, a couple of things. First of all, I love the fact that you're out there. You know, you join them. You're like, I'm here. I see you. I hear you. And here's something that you said that resonated with me, and I'm not on that picket line. You said, quote, Molson Coors is one of the biggest sponsors of March Madness right now, but they need to get their shameless priorities straight. Molson Coors wants to play games and take on a true competitor. We're out here to remind this greedy company and messing with the Teamsters. Game on, Molson Coors. You will lose this fight. I love that, because that is such a clear example of priorities. Easy to write a check to sponsor March Madness, right? How much did that cost versus, you know, writing a check for healthcare, writing a check for better equipment, or, you know, a safe workplace, writing a check for that pension, you know, dead on with that.
Well, stop being greedy and rewarding stockholders and rewarding CEOs and upper management for work that they've never done. Our members are in there every single day. And look, I want a company to be profitable. You know, Anheuser-Busch got it at the end of the day. They said, we're making money. We want to reward the people. And look, we want to work together. We want to build, and we want to grow this unit. We want to grow our brand. I just wish Molson Coors would take the same attitude. And look, the Anheuser-Busch, we had to do a lot of coercing and convincing. And where we're real good at, is exposing their brand. And Molson Coors is not a good brand right now. They're not treating their people, and that's what we're going to attack. We might not have the deep pockets that they have, but our members got intestinal fortitude. They got courage and conviction to take on the fight. And we're going to attack the brand publicly.
And speaking of that, Teamsters across Texas are asking Americans nationwide to join us in boycotting, which is why Topo Chico is no longer on my counter. Americans nationwide to join us in boycotting Molson Coors and all of their brands. You want them to do right by their people, and we are all in this together. I mean, these are the people making these products. help them. This is your neighbor. Let's help, you know, each other. Most, of course, wouldn't exist without these people and without their labor. And you guys have more and more people joining this fight, right? You're joined by Teamsters Southern Region International Vice President Brent Taylor, U.S. Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who's for the 30th District in Texas, a Democrat there, Texas State Rep. Cassandra Hernandez from Texas's 115th, Fort Worth City Councilman Jared Williams, among others. You know, this is a huge amount of support behind this.
Well, we've also had the mayor of Fort Worth join us as well, and she's a Republican, and she made certain that she said she was a Republican, but she supports workers. That's what we're trying to do. We need to. This isn't a Democratic, Republican, independent issue.
Correct.
This is a worker issue. This is an American issue, and this is an issue that put all your political positions aside, and let's support these workers and make sure this company is held accountable.
Let's talk about another groundbreaker. Oh, we have less. Can you do this in less than a minute? I know you can, President.
Yes,
right?
I can. Absolutely.
Tell us in less than 60 seconds the addendum for the thousands of UPS workers that are going to become Teamsters.
Well, we were able to, as a result of securing one of the richest contracts in UPS history for our members, there were other non-union workers in there, specialists, that saw the rewards of solidarity and the loyalty that the Teamsters have to our members in the leadership, and they 5,000 signed. We got an addendum that covers 5,000 new members that do work, clerical and administrative work. We inked that deal last week, so huge victory. They'll be under the same terms and conditions of all the other 340,000 UPS men and women that go to work every single day.
And I know you got some flack. I just want to say, I think it was the right thing to do to meet with former President Trump as well as current President Joe Biden. One of them will be our next president. These are the two guys running. And like you said, it's about the American worker. You can't just look red, blue, DR. So, you know, when anybody's giving you flack, then again, you know, you are my fellow homeboy from Boston. It's like, leave him alone. Stop that. You know, President O'Brien, thank you so much for taking the time, sir. I know how busy that you are. General President of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, Sean O'Brien. Again, check out the Teamsters. Go to their website, teamster.org, for more information. Follow them on X. Follow them on Instagram. If you're going to X, used to be Twitter. Their handle is @Teamsters. Like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Teamsters. And on X, the handle for President O'Brien is @TeamsterSOB. I'm Leslie Marshall. Thank you. Shout out to Marky Mark Grimaldi, our executive producer. And once again, not only to President O'Brien, but to all the Teamsters and all the great workers who make our lives easier every day. Thank you.